Everybody. Wow, I didn't say that correctly at all. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Rise of the Star-Lords episode. Oh my gosh, is it 61? It's 61. Infinity and beyond. Who would have thunk? 61 episodes. That's a lot of episodes. When last we left off, gosh, it's been a while. You snuck your way through everything, avoiding so many fights, and that was pretty cool, actually. And then you got down to this lower level, and you walked into this room that was both normal-sized and also infinitely big, and it was discombobulating you, and we ended with you all rolling will saves, of which, I'm just going to tell you now, Ava succeeded.
Hey, dear listener, it's me, Tom. The episode you're about to listen to, the first 18 minutes or so, regrettably, Jet was the only one that you could hear through the stream. We were not aware of it until, you know, about 18 minutes in. As such, I have cut out the first 18 minutes as it's kind of awkward hearing Jet just talk to himself and react to the surely hilarious things that I and the others were saying. So apologies for dropping you into the middle of what sounds like a combat, because it is a combat. But here we go.
And give him a little pokey poke.
Sure.
Any second now. Oh, that's right. I have to actually hit yes or no. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
It's been a hot minute
since
we looked at these character
sheets. That's a 34 to hit for 39 sonic damage, and it bypasses 5 of the enemy's energy resistance if he has energy.
It's sonic damage, so they don't have any resistance to that. But a 34 super hits, and if we were playing Pathfinder 2E, that would be a critical hit. It is unfortunately not.
Don't tease me like this.
But you do a 39 damage, which is a significant amount. That hurts.
To be level 13 again. Level 12.
It is Grar's turn. Also, and don't forget, I hope you guys applied all of your penalties. Ava does not have any.
No, of course not.
Oh, no, okay. I did not.
So it's, again, just a minus 3 penalty to all deck and strength-based things.
I'm giving you this one round, and then I'm going to start making you do the saves. I should have made Lahan and then Ava do... Well, not Ava. I should have had Lahan make a saving throw at the beginning of her turn.
Minus 3 to what?
I will tell you. Minus 3 to... AC, attack rolls, melee damage rolls, reflex saving throws, and strength and dexterity based ability and skill checks.
Okay. So we can probably just put this in as a strength penalty of 6 and a dex penalty of 6, because that'll reduce our thing by 3, you know what I mean?
True.
Already That's done. What I'm going to try.
Oh, I'm not going to make everyone else's tokens shrink, but Grar, this is how big you are now.
I don't know if I realize this. I'm just going to assume the other dice is very large.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because, like, you all shrink too, right?
Yeah, everyone else shrank a size category.
Right, okay, so I'm...
Except for Ava. So Ava is giant to you right now.
Okay, so there's some magical energy here that made Ava very large, is what Grar thinks. But this dragon is pretty small too, right?
Yeah, he's the same size as Grar originally before the shrinking.
Size category lower than he was originally, right? So like there's 6 entities here, of which one is larger, that's, you know, the Occam's razor answer. Anyway, he's gonna go over here and hit with his hit the guy with his claws.
So that was weird.
I'm not quite sure what happened, but he rolled a 28 against the AC.
My roll 20 is doing something odd. 28 definitely does hit. For some reason, the map has disappeared from my screen.
Oh, that's no good.
That's a problem.
You don't like to hear that.
All of the dynamic lighting is still there. All of the other tokens are still there. But the map is just gone.
Huh.
And I reloaded. I'll reload one more time. The map's still there on my other Roll20 screen. Which does not have the GM view.
Haven't seen the Glitch Gremlins in a while. How you doing, buddies?
Hey, it's because we haven't had a Thursday show in like a month.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, 28 hits. Oh, 48 damage. That is a lot of damage.
That is a big number, yes.
That is a large number. This is going to be interesting. And it's Jacinto's turn.
Yes. Yes, it is. Jacinto. You know what? You know what Jacinto isn't feeling affected by right now? His spell DCs. So Jacinto is going to attack this thing with mind bullets. The question.
That's telekinesis, Jet.
Yes. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it a third level mind bullet. So I pressed a button. Oh, that is just the worst damage I've ever rolled for a level 3 mind thrust. 7d10, and I got 29.
Yeah, I mean, you had an 8 and a 9 on there, then 4, 4, 2, 1, 1.
It's not that bad, right? Like, it's an average of 7 per...
It's...
After 4? Sorry.
It's bad.
But they need to make a will save, and much like pretty much every other giant, will save is their best save.
Yeah, you'd think Jacinto would learn. Jacinto has learned. It's that Tom forgets.
But guess what happens when you roll a natural 1?
You take all 29 points of mind bullet
yes,
damage.
As you thrust into their mind.
Yes.
And
epic.
It hurts. What are you sending into their mind? Discordant music?
Yeah, just
Nickelback.
It's two really out of tune oboes.
Okay.
Trying to play the same song. Yep. And oh no, we're not done yet. I'm sorry.
You got Artanya.
I got Artanya. I have a move action that I could do. What's the radius on that? Yeah, okay. We're going to activate our Song of the Spheres as a move action. We'll get rid of that was a third level spell. Let's get rid of a second level spell slot. So I'm going to burn a second level spell slot because I have 7 of those a day now. And activate the Song of the Spheres for 2.
In a day? That's kind of obscene.
Yeah, I'm real wise. So this is a +1 morale, but for a reminder, +1 morale bonus to attack and damage rolls. You get fast healing equal to the level of the spell slot. So you everybody has fast healing too, which might actually come into play since we all don't have stamina.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to spend another RP for haste. So then Artanya will zip up. And I realized the range is actually 60 feet on this. I don't think Artanya can quite get flanking, but he'll dart up here and take a bite at this giant, up here being to the south of the giant, Song of the Spheres. Oh. Man, is my attack bonus really just 15?
Artanya the Scamp, just
skaters over. -3, in fact. So 31, because Artanya does not have strength and dex-based debuff yet on his sheet.
Yeah, that's still definitely.
Okay. Is damage included in that?
Just debuff? The attack roll.
Okay.
I can double check for you real quick.
Sure.
But melee damage rolls actually does apply.
All right, then take 15 points of piercing damage.
15? I don't like
1-5.
I don't like that. You seriously, all of you, hurt this giant.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's my turn.
You guys have him boxed in. I don't like this. I want to do something to Ava, but there's a good chance it won't happen if I do it with you boxing me in. So instead,
we really don't want you to do something horrible to Ava. No, thank you.
Are you sure? What I'm going to do instead, then, I guess, is try and stab Ava with this Dashko. It is unfortunately unwieldy, so I only can do it once. Wow, that's my second natural one of the night. I assume a 21 does not hit your KAC, but it's also a 1, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, critical miss.
Critical miss. This giant is just, they're doomed. Lahan, before we forget, make another will saving throw.
Do I have to?
Yes.
But
I do think it's important to figure out, does it... Are they supposed to save at the beginning or end of their turn?
It's a 21.
I will double check, but I'm pretty sure it's at the beginning. It just says additional saving throw each round. I was assuming that was at the beginning. It does not dictate a time at which point the saving throw takes place. But a 21 does fail. That penalty becomes a -4 for everything.
That's real bad. Does this say it can be counteracted by, like...
It does not say that for the level 4 version.
Cool.
For the lower level versions, there.
The level 4 version is as the previous version,
yeah,
though, right?
So, okay, so break enchantment, remove affliction, and remove condition can end the spell's effect if it is as per the second level version, which the third level is as the second level, and the fourth level is as the third level.
Yeah, boy. Let me say again how much I love nesting definitions.
Yeah, sorry. It's a pain
in
the butt.
No, not you. Remove condition, you say.
Yeah. But now, Lahan, go do your thing. Hey, I got my map back for some reason.
Oh, good. It didn't attack, though?
No, it attacked. It attacked Ava, and it missed. It rolled a natural 1. Second natural 1 of the night.
I was not paying close enough attention, I suppose. I had a held action.
Sorry. Did you want to slot yourself in, like, at the end there?
That's okay.
Which is functionally right where you are anyway.
It is. Yeah, it's not a big deal. So I combat tracked it last round. Yep. I will use.
Sorry, shaking the rust off.
Yeah. How do I play this character? What is this thing that I do?
I think here? You track him and shoot, it. Usually.
I think you're a mechanic.
Yes, but I already tracked last round. I know I have other things to do with move action, right?
I can't remember. It's been so long, Nick. I'm not gonna lie.
Right? I will take a move action to, like, make some tweaks to my gun. Miracle worker. Yes. Because we're in a real bad spot here. And then I will take a shot. I want my Frost Moth. That is the gun for this character. Roll 20. Please do the thing. Oh, they rolled the twist. Just use the first one, please. That is a 24 to hit.
Versus EAC, and is that factoring in your penalty?
Yep, it is.
Okay, you still hit.
Aha! 41 points of cold damage.
Do you have anything that allows you to ignore damage reduction? Or energy resistance?
No.
Okay. Not as much of that cold goes through as you might expect.
Rude. Oh, that was the last of my cards for that gun, too. Oh.
Nice.
All right. Well, that's it for me.
Ava, this thing tried to stab you with a big old Doshko.
How dare he? Die.
Oh.
That's a 31 for 34 damage, a 33 natural 20 for 44 plus 40, 84 damage and confused, and then the last one will probably miss.
Oh my. So 80, 90, 100, 110, 118
damage. 118
damage. You tell us how you super murder this giant.
Okay.
A super murder. Okay.
Thank goodness.
It tries to stab Ava, and you know, she kind of blocks the Doshko, grabs it, and kind of uses that along with like the momentum of its attack to run up and just kind of stab through its like soft palate in the, like, in its mouth. Stabs it in the mouth.
Sure. And it slowly crumples to its knees and then starts to slump forward. Ava, make a reflex save. Just because.
Where? There it is. Oh, it's only 17.
It slumps forward, and you get tangled up in the Doshko, and it lands on top of you.
Ow.
Ava's pinned under a giant. It's very embarrassing for Ava.
Get this thing off me!
I get this thing off him?
Yeah.
You know, we're telepathic. Now, you can... Jacinta says inside her mind.
Oh,
I know,
right.
It was good for the Foley, but...
with some work, your small companions can give you just enough leverage to wiggle out from underneath there. I just thought it'd be funny if the giant fell on you. Especially
good.
As dangerous and graceful as Ava normally is. And
I was worried I was going to have to cut my way out.
Should we roll will saves?
Yes. Grar, make a will save. You fail again. Minus forced everything.
Alright.
I do not have the spell to remove this. It's what? Break?
It is. Break enchantment, remove affliction, or remove condition.
Alright.
Jacinto, make your save.
Alright. 24.
Jacinto just makes it. Artanya.
So, does that mean that Jacinto is done with making saves against this?
See, the way this is worded, it sounds like it just keeps going for 20 minutes and you have to keep making a save, and every time you succeed, it doesn't get worse, but if you then fail, then it continues to get worse. I don't want to do that because that is obnoxious.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have you, if you succeed, it's going to stop worsening, and then you'll just sit there until the duration goes out, and then you'll return to normal, because I don't want to deal with that nonsense.
Yeah, totally.
But okay. Again, if you guys get to the worst level, which is -5, and then you fail again, the effect is permanent unless you break the effect with one of those aforementioned spells.
Okay. In which case, we could do that once we get off the ship.
There's a significant chance that I may be like this forever.
Dang.
Sure. Did you do Artanya?
No, I was waiting until we finished talking about the other thing.
Artanya's fine.
Cool. Back over up, 19.
Yep. Yeah. Back up to Lahan. You're sitting at a minus four to Will stuff. Well, not to Will stuff. Minus four to all your other stuff, but it, you know, this could progress to the final stage if you fail here. And you do fail here, so it is the final stage.
Oh no!
Grar, would you like to make yours?
No. Okay. I mean, I rolled average.
Yep. And
I've got a plus eight. Like, I need to roll a 15 or better to pass it.
And
it's just like
This was intentionally a very, very, very hard one. I have tamed it down slightly compared to what was in the original material.
Okay.
It's still very hard. Admittedly. So, I believe that puts you at the minus five as well.
Yeah.
All right, let's do our last saves between the two of you.
I'm going to be a tiny Lahan forever. Okay. I guess I'll be a tiny Lahan.
You are tiny Lahan.
Oh, I got 24.
You.
I'll need to put on the die.
Oh no, Grar. Grar is tiny forever. Lahan is fine.
Tiny forever. Asterisk.
Yeah, asterisk.
Okay, because I could get out of this room. I can do anything to avoid this.
You could make the will save.
Wonderful.
I mean, if you guys want to have the money and want to spend it, you do have Bumfuzzle's belt. You could get a spell gem of the appropriate spell. But right now, you're just medium-sized Grar.
Okay.
Which would reduce your reach by, I think, 5 feet.
Yeah, and my strength and dexterity. But it...
No, it doesn't, though, because... He's normally only got a 5 foot reach anyway.
Oh, yeah. So your reach is all the same. It's just your melee damage is decreased by five. And your attack.
I'm effectively 5 levels lower.
That's right. We do have 426,000 credits in our wealth available at the moment.
Oh, that's right.
What do we need to fix this, Jet?
Remove condition, remove affliction, or break enchantment.
Okay. We need a spell gem, right?
Yes. It's definitely believable that Jacinto, because I have one giant multifaceted gem on me with Mystic Cure level 4 times 2, Lesser Restoration times 3, and Restoration times 4, so I definitely could have, you know, purchased another gem.
Which one of those can you cast? What level?
Let's see. The Starfinder break.
Restoration was on the list of things that would cancel this spell out.
Wait.
Did I miss here?
It was remove condition, remove affliction, break enchantment.
Hmm.
Remove condition was the first level version, but second level it's break enchantment, remove affliction, remove condition.
Well, for a second level spell gem, it's 450 credits. So let's
As opposed to break enchantment doing fifth level.
And Jacinto magically has this.
I do have one of those. Hold still, Grar. And he, places it to Grar's teeny tiny chest. And, because he can reach it now, sort of, with his L-fan. Yeah, that's it. His L-fan reaches the spell gem up to Grar's chest.
Grar's and... just, like, making this very displeased face this whole time.
It glows... And then Grar suddenly gets the sensation of growing. I'm sorry. I wish I could hear you better, Conrad, because I'm sure funny. But
No. He is very thankful. Thank you, Tom/Jacinto.
Oh, don't mention it. It's my job.
Yeah, that was good. It's nice. Nice to have someone to do that. Job was to, you know, make me large. and, and other things, I'm sure, but yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever lose hit points, oh boy, am I good at restoring those.
Ah, speaking of losing hit points, 20-minute rest, anyone?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. So,
10-minute rest, spend an RP.
Yeah. Are we good to spend an RP?
You can spend an RP.
Okay. You know what I was asking. Are we interrupted?
No, I am not interrupting you. And I did post that the giant had an ultra thin Doshko and Kyokar plating Mark III with Juggernaut boosters. Pretty bare bones. If you would like to make some sort of mysticism check, you might be able to figure out what was going on with that giant.
Definitely. Ugh, 32?
That's... You roll very, very high. that was what you believed. You maybe saw like a snippet in a couple of the old texts that when you were looking up stuff on New Thassalon. That was what was referred to as a rune slave giant, a giant that was being was punished and turned into a magical slave. It greatly increased their physical abilities, but it did degrade their mental faculties significantly.
Okay.
Well, sounds like a bad day.
The opposite of a baleful polymorph.
Yeah.
That is a door.
Well, let's get out of this room. It's creeping me out.
Yeah.
Jacinto will peer through the door with his arcane eye.
Yes. You see artificial, a hallway.
Sorry, artificial.
You look with your special eyes.
My brand.
And there are runes etched in the walls and bands down the hall leading into that big room down there. The room is unnervingly lit by a reddish glow emitting from a shallow... Well, you can't tell yet. There's a reddish glow being emitted down into that hallway from the room beyond.
Well, there's no way that's a bad sign.
Okay, if you agree, let's keep going.
All right. Ooh. Okay.
I believe Grar has been restored to his normal size.
Yes, I will correct that. Grar's running away.
No, Grar, come back.
He'll catch me.
I'm trying to make you large again.
Oh, no.
Where'd you go? There you are.
Thank you.
And pull back up my notes and I will give you the rest of the description. The reddish glow is emitting from a shallow pit underneath a immense metal sarcophagus hooked to various pieces of floating medical equipment. Its sides are emblazoned with etchings of a seven-pointed star, and it's just hovering above this pit. There is a halo of giant bones and scraps of what might be dried flesh scattered around the pit that is beneath that sarcophagus.
Do not like.
Yeah, I like very little about the description.
Yeah, nothing about that sounds pleasant.
And Ava, what is going on? Oh, that's what it is. Ava, as you step into the room beyond Grar, something happens.
Naturally.
Well, the thing is, it was perfectly fine when Grar was standing there, because Grar is like 10 feet tall. But that statue sort of flows into another shape, and it turns into I don't know if you... I think you fought one of these in another form. The other one that you fought was a significantly modified version.
Yeah.
So you might need to make some sort of engineering check to figure out what this creature is, but the statue's form just flowed and changed and turned into this hulking humanoid jet black figure, and of course Lahan knocks it super out of the park. It's a Neutronium Golem.
Well,
when you have a computer in your head.
Yes, and I built it in my brain.
And
what do we know about this horrible sounding thing?
What do you know about Neutronium Golems? Well, let me tell you what Nethys says.
No.
Oh, please do.
Neutronium Golem.
I don't like anything about that name at all.
Yeah, when they use the made up elemental names, that's when you know you're in trouble.
They have construct immunities. They are immune to electricity, light, magic. They are resistant to. They're resistant to physical harm as well. They have just a natural slam attack, nothing super crazy. They can potentially go berserk. And they are mindless. They have a built-in comm. They're technically unliving. They're physically incredibly robust. They're not super complicated. It's just a big beefy construct.
A big beefy boy. Yes, Conrad.
Big beefy construct. Yep. And it appears as though it's been put here as a guardian for possibly this sarcophagus. And I need to roll initiative. I got distracted telling you what Neutronium Golems are.
I will also roll initiative. I love rolling initiative.
I have rolled a 7 for initiative twice out of the 2 combats we've had.
Well, we appreciate you rolling 7.
I'm gonna sort, and the conflict will commence.
Mine is actually 17.03 due to me not removing my debuff from before.
Yeah.
Now all of you fixed your various debuffs.
Yes.
Okay. Let us commence.
I did it.
I need to Ava. Did you say you didn't, Conrad?
I don't think I did. I rolled a well, so what is wrong with you today?
It has just been a hecking week, that's all.
What a hecking week. Alright, now I'm good. Thank you for your patience.
I have sorted. I think we're good to go. It is Lahan's turn. Lahan, what would you like
well,
to do?
Well, I know what I would like to do. Do I have a line of sight? I have so many friends in my way. Whatever. You know, they're all between me and that bad. I will, move down here next to Artanya and hold my tag for Gerard to be out of my way.
Sorry, I was reading up on Neutronium Golems again.
Oh, actually, you're not there yet. I'll just go ahead and combat track with my. I'll just use my
finger. Sure, combat tracking. Track. It's never bad.
That's it. I'll pass to Jacinto.
Jacinto, what would you like to do here?
Jacinto is going to start summoning a creature.
No, don't do that.
Yes,
do that.
I will do that. And in the meantime, while he starts muttering things under his breath, Artanya will zip over here, adjacent to the golem, and take a single bite.
No, don't do that.
Stop telling me not to do things.
I'm trying to protect my creatures.
That is a natural 20.
Don't do that, Tom.
It's not immune to crits.
Thank God, I was waiting for you to just dash my dreams on the rocks. That is 45 points of piercing damage then.
I'm looking super hard, hoping against hope that it is not that it is immune, but it's not.
Yeah.
Not quite all of that gets through though. Haha, take that.
Fine. Well, still a crit.
Still a lot gets through. It hurt real bad. A little spider bit it in the ankle. It was it's unhappy about this.
Good.
Good.
Yeah, I don't feel bad.
Nobody feels bad, Jeff.
No, not anymore. Not after the polymorph.
It's an innocent creature. It was built and placed here. It doesn't know any better.
No, not buying it.
No.
You had Artanya come in. Are you gonna have?
Yeah.
You're summoning. That's what it was.
I'm summoning, so that's my turn.
Grrr.
Hey, notice what I'm not doing. I'm not feeling sorry for it. I'm gonna go. let's say step back over here. You know what? Let's do this. 15-foot reach. I'm gonna use it. Please cease your. I don't know. Vaguely offensive semblance of unlife or whatever the fuck.
Tomfoolery.
Take damage, please.
I will, just not as much as is displayed there because you rolled a 37 to hit and 40 damage, but be frustrated by not all 40 damage going through. Ha 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 ha!
You can't make me. I accept it completely. I mean, the mechanics of fighting golems. We're getting to do now, huh?
I don't know. Ava, what would you like to do?
I would like to move into flanking.
I don't want you to.
Well, we don't always get what you want.
True.
But if you try sometimes,
you just might find
you get a crit.
Oh my gosh.
That's disgusting.
I have rolled 3 natural ones tonight, and you have all rolled so many critical hits.
My luck from yesterday is rolled over into today, I guess. That's a grand total of 80 sonic damage, bypassing 5 energy resistance, and it is confused.
Tell you what, I'm scared for Sunday.
Does not say it can't be confused. What is the saving throw I have to make?
Oh boy. Please hold.
No. Mind affecting effects. That's confusion, right?
Please hold.
It probably is, but I don't think it is.
Also, I need to look up and see how Berserk works again, because... that's a possibility now. I need to make a will saving throw. It's not going to change my tactics. It's going to change the narrative description of things.
So the spell is mind affecting, but I'm looking for
the creature. Starts glowing at the core of its chest red, and its extremities start to like turn red as well, and its eyes go like glowing blood red, and they're like a beacon. This creature opens its mouth and soundlessly mouths as though it's bellowing, but it doesn't actually produce any sound. It was not given vocal cords with which to express itself.
Oh no, I do feel sorry for it.
I still don't feel sorry. You're gonna have to try harder.
I feel like the people who designed this place were just clean heads.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
first the Hounds of Shnall threw after them, and then they built that stupid
just
room.
To keep things going, Leif, I think, unless you find out otherwise, I'm going to act as though Confuse falls under mind affecting. If you find out otherwise, I will change my actions.
I am almost certain it's mind affecting.
Okay.
Just the way I'm reading this, because, like, the condition makes it read like it's mind affecting.
Sure.
You are mentally befuddled is, like, the first couple of words in the sentence.
So it's not affected by that, but it is berserk.
It is okay.
It's so befuddled.
Yeah, and it is
points of sonic damage.
And it is its turn, and it's berserk, and you're the one that made it berserk, so it's gonna full attack you as it soundlessly screams at you.
Bring it on.
That'd be more terrifying than it actually screaming.
Does a 33 hit your KAC?
Please hold. A 33 does hit my KAC, yes.
A 28, I'm assuming, does not.
No, it does not.
Okay. Well, take... How is that one? HeroLab has changed the way things are laid out, and while it is very intuitive to use, it is... somewhat frustrating as far as parsing the way the damage works. For some reason, it's telling me that you're taking 51 damage, but that does not make... Oh, nope, that does make sense. I was just interpreting the data incorrectly. 51 bludgeoning damage, please.
Yeah.
And that's
my turn. I know it was a whole turn ago, but I never remember to use my darn battle cries. Could Jacinto use the reaction to battle cry?
Sure.
Okay, thank you so much. So when Ava gets that incredible critical hit, Jacinto lets out a glorious shout, because I'm a battle leader of 12th level, and I can use two shouts at once. So... let's see. Oh, but I don't need to use two shouts at once because you didn't lose any stamina until its turn. So, I'm going to say got him. So I took this twice, which means you get a +5 morale bonus. Everybody, gets a +5 morale bonus to damage rolls to, till the end of their next turn.
Nice.
It is a morale bonus equal to my charisma modifier, which is at this level, +5.
And it's now the top of the order with Lahan. It is your turn.
Well, I combat tracked last turn. And I should have been more prepared. Why do I not have things? I will full round attack. That big bad.
No, don't do that.
I think I will.
You clicked the wrong button.
I never do it. No, it's unwieldy.
Oh, that's what
I don't have a button. So I don't full round attack. It's a 32 to hit.
A 32 does hit.
For 30 points of cold damage.
30? Oh, because of the +5 from top. Yes, that is correct.
Got it. Yes.
Ouch.
Yeah. Isn't that fun?
No.
I think it's fun.
I think it's pretty fun. That's the standard action. Do I have anything else good? I always forget. I can use my engineering to paint. It is until the end of my next turn, so I'll do that. I will. Is there something electronic over near that thing? Is it wearing anything electronic?
Well, it is a machine.
Oh, well.
And
then...
the sarcophagus is surrounded by medical equipment.
Oh, good. Then perhaps I can. Where is the button? I'm sorry, I have too many buttons. Aha! Distracting. within 30 feet of a foe. Oops, not me. Don't move me. I wanted to measure. I can't really hack it. So it has to be something within 30 feet of it.
Well, the sarcophagus is like 10 feet away.
Right, but it has to be within like 10 feet of me, I want to say. Because I have to hack it.
20 feet.
20 feet. That's not 20 feet from me, but is there anything else in here?
It's basically the floating medical equipment around the sarcophagus, and I guess maybe like some emergency lighting, which is why the room, one of the, like there's the lighting underneath the sarcophagus, and then there's like little LED emitters up in the ceiling just to further light the way a little bit.
All right, well, if you'll let me, I will make one explode, the 39.
And you're fainting, which is verse?
Fainting is...
We haven't done this in a while. I
right. I just have my computer skill instead of bluff. Let me vamp one. Pull up the.
I think the faint is within 30 feet.
Right. I have to hack something within 30 feet of it, and I have remote hack, so I can hack something 10 feet from it.
Oh.
20 feet from me, so I can effectively get 50.
Your remote hack's only 10 feet.
20.
20 feet.
Okay.
That's clever. Faint. That's not helpful.
The DC is 10 plus the opponent's total sense motive, or 15 plus 1.5 times the opponent's CR, whichever is greater.
Perfect, thank you.
Surprise, surprise. Sense motive is not very good. So 10 plus 1.5 times CR. So... You make it by 8.
Yeah. Good. Okay, so that put it to me.
Yep.
My next turn.
There you go.
Teamwork. Oh, no. Just gains the flat footed condition. Yeah. Oops, that's the power of flat. Because I have greater faith. So flat footed to everybody. Enjoy. I apologize for taking so long.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. Condition. Where are you? Alright. That has been toggled. It is Jacinto's turn. What fresh heck are you unleashing upon me?
I'm so glad you asked, Jet. I think Jacinto sees Ava and Artania both just rush up and like wham this thing along with Grar. But Grar didn't get a crit. Step it up, Grar. And he's going to bring out a level 3 protean.
So Grar would like to remind you he is now the size where he can eat you again. Please proceed.
You would need to say Joe.
Did I say protean? I did. You know what? I did say protean. So this little protean just pops out and... is adjacent to Artania, so we're gonna have flanking with Ava, and it will immediately take its turn. Sure. So, the protean.
Oh, and we're back in Starfighter where you can flank and flatfoot.
Yes, yes. Oh man, but I do have I do have a really bad attack bonus on this level 3 summon. Jacinto's gonna spend another second level spell slot to Song of the Spheres. Because what else am I using these for? So everybody gets fast healing too and gets a plus 1. Yada yada yada. So the protean is taking a total plus 3 to this attack. 31 versus its flat footed.
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome news. Now, the awesomer news is I believe the protean has the grab additional ability. I'm double checking now.
It's not taking all of that 8 piercing damage, by the way.
That's fine. Yes, it does have the grab ability, so it is now grabbed grappled by my protean. So the protean just like pops out of a portal in a flash of music, and then just wraps itself around this golem. And as it does that, Artania is going to take another bite.
Sure.
Again, a net plus three to this. That's a natural one.
And I think what happens is Artania bit into that ankle and savaged it the first time, and then releases and goes back to bite again. And I think you just find, like, that the Neutronium Golem, it's sort of, I'm picturing it sort of made out of almost nanotech. It hardens at that point of contact, having learned from the previous ankle bite, and it's just bang, boing, like, rebounds off of its ankle that is currently solidified. And it is 8 to the hour, so I think we're going to pause with Artania failing to pierce the ankle dramatically, and when we come back next week, hopefully, Grar will get to go.
Could I have my standard action, though?
Yes, sorry, I thought...
That's okay, I know, no, you could be forgiven for forgetting that I have a million turns. I'm gonna cast Life Bubble. Nope, that's the one above the one that I wanted to cast. Wisp Ally. Goodness gracious, it's been so long since I played this pronking system. Whew. Wisp Ally.
Starfighter.
Yes. Wisp Ally on the Neutronium Golem, so somebody, the next person to attack them will get a plus two from Harrying Fire.
No, I can't spell ally for some reason. My brain is just refusing to work. No, stop brain. I'm putting Wisp Ally right there. Hopefully that is enough for us to remember.
All right, and then I'll type my usual Song of the Spheres nonsense.
Yeah, there we go.
Cool.
So that's where we're gonna pause until next week. Hopefully Conrad can make it back. I'm going to think. What's up? Fingers crossed. Okay, yes. I accept that statement. I'm going to thank Paizo, and specifically, let me look at the author because it's been a minute. Come on, load screen. Wolfgang Bauer, which is kind of a badass name, for writing this book that I have then hopefully not butchered too much. I would also like to thank Leif for running audio, and ask Leif who to thank for their audio.
Well,
wait.
It's been a while, but we're thanking Alex Productions and Lo-Fi Girl.
Cool. The usual suspects. I'd also like to thank you for joining me this evening, both the players and anyone that happened to watch or listen or will listen in the future. And they didn't come up so much, but I'm just going to thank Steve Calling and their Isle of Lore status icons, because we will get to use them at some point in the near future. Nick, what do we got going on Sunday?
Oh, man. Sunday, at the Magambia, where do we leave off? Our scholars had finished investigating, or just about finished investigating, the storage rooms. And they'll move on to tracking down where those griffins might have come from this week. On Strange
Thousands. Those griffins. Next week, we will continue on to deal with this Neutronium Golem. I'm sure you are kicking its butt. Man. Yeah. And then maybe you'll look at the sarcophagus and figure out what's up with that. I don't know. You might just ignore it. Stick it in a corner.
Yeah, you know, we never look at things. We
Not
just sort of
murder them all. If anyone has any questions, comments, shout-outs, feel free to contact us. We have email, nonstandardaction@gmail.com. We have the Discord, which the link is below or in the show notes for the podcast, I believe. And also, I believe, Twitter, nonstandardact, if I remember correctly.
Yes, that's true.
And I have the standard plea for icebreakers. I have built up a tiny cushion because we've missed some weeks and thankfully people have been submitting them, but we could always use more. The form for it can be found on our Discord. It is in the welcome channel and the feedback channel. I believe it's pinned in the feedback channel, and it's just very front and center on the welcome channel. And after we sign off tonight, folks, we are going to, as usual, hang out in general voice for a little while if you would like to jump in. If that is something you desire, you can talk to us. We are friendly, I promise.
And
I think it's time to say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Take care of yourselves.
Goodbye, everyone.